This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report is public, revealing details of how President Trump repeatedly tried to seize control of the investigation and also clearing him of any collusion with Russia. AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The 448-page report lists 10 episodes Bob Mueller's investigators looked at while probing whether the president obstructed the investigation. It shows attempts to have Mueller fired and to discourage witnesses from cooperating, but Mueller writes he could not conclusively say if there was any criminal conduct, and also that there's no evidence of a Trump campaign conspiracy with Russia. Minutes after the report was made public, the president appeared at a White House event with wounded veterans.
They're having a good day. I'm having a good day, too. It was called No Collusion, No Obstruction.
His legal team calls it a total victory. Democrats want Mueller himself to come before Congress. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Democratic and Republican lawmakers had sharply differing reactions to Thursday's release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's redacted report. Democrats highlighted portions of the report documenting contacts between President Trump's inner circle and foreign operatives bent on damaging the president's 2016 Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton by hacking and releasing sensitive emails from her campaign. Pennsylvania Congresswoman Madeline Dean is on the House Judiciary Committee.
I expect that Mr. Mueller will come before our committee, and I would think he probably would like to tell of his important work.
Republicans on Capitol Hill, meanwhile, focused on the special counsel's bottom line, no recommendation of charges against President Trump. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. North Korea is demanding that Washington remove Secretary of State Mike Pompeo from nuclear negotiations. We get the details from AP's Zaria Shakali.
The Hanoi summit gives us a lesson that whenever Pompeo pokes his nose in, the talks go wrong without any results, even from the point close to success, says the director general of the American desk at the North's foreign ministry. He added, "I wish our dialogue counterpart would not be Pompeo, but some other person who is more careful and mature in communicating with us." Kim expressed deep disappointment earlier this month with what the North claims was an inflexible, gangster-like demands by the U.S. in Hanoi. I'm Zaria Shakili.
French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed firefighters to the Élysée Palace to thank them for saving Notre Dame Cathedral in Monday's fire. The French president said the firefighters did the right things, perfectly organized in a few moments with responsibility, courage, solidarity, and a meticulous organization. Authorities have said that Notre Dame, which dates from the 12th century, was in danger of going up in flames before fire crews stopped it from spreading into a tower belfry. Fire responders also rescued many of the important relics and works of art inside the cathedral. Investigators are still trying to find what caused Monday's blaze, with a Paris police official saying an electrical short circuit was most likely to blame. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits dropped to the lowest level in nearly a half a century. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports first-time claims for jobless benefits fell by 5,000 last week to 192,000. That's the lowest since September 1969. Weekly claims have been at historically low levels, below 300,000, for more than 4 years. Jobless claims are a proxy for layoffs, and the low levels show that most Americans are enjoying job security. The unemployment rate is at 3.8%, the lowest in almost 50 years. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The ride-sharing service Uber is releasing a new feature to help riders ensure they're getting into the right vehicles. AP's Shelley Adler has details.
The changes come several weeks after a University of South Carolina student was killed after getting into a car she had mistaken for the Uber ride that she hailed. Uber says it would send a push notification to riders reminding them to check the driver and vehicle. The alert will include the driver's name, photo, license plate number, and vehicle make and model. The ride-hailing giant is rolling out the new feature first in Columbia, South Carolina, and later nationwide. Uber is also sending emails to every rider to outline the steps to make sure they're getting into the right car. I'm Shelley Adler.
For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.